Hello people, welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host Rich, and today we're talking about American football. Okay people, yesterday was really bad for Justin Field and Ohio State. That was really bad. Now the talks are, report are, he will be going on the draft, NFL draft for this offseason. But we don't know. Is he a first round pick? Is he a second round pick quarterback? I don't know. But I tell you right now, people, what I do know is I just don't know. That's what I do know. I don't know what type of quarterback Justin Field is right now, people. He's not a running quarterback. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Lamar Jackson. I don't want to hear people saying that he can run. No. He's not. The reason why he's not, people, after that hit that he got against Clemson, this is something that he could definitely could have avoided. But he got hit hard because, yes, he can run because he's a physical guy. He can run just like anybody else. But you need to learn how to run against those guys. If you want to start running, you need to know. At the NFL level, they will kill you. They will put you to sleep. Straight up. They will put you to sleep. Straight up. I'm looking Justin Field right now, people. And I thought about that after the game yesterday against Alabama. I don't think he should go to the NFL this season. I think he need to wait one more season and play at college level before going back to the draft again. I don't think he will be used as a quarterback if he goes to the NFL. I just don't think. I can't see anybody who's going to pick him right here, right now, as a first round pick. I just can't see that, people. I can't see that. I mean, people talk about the Jets trying to, you know, talk about Jet picking Justin Field. I mean, Sam Darnold right now is much better than... I will not make that pick. No chance. I will not touch Justin Field. Not at all. But what I will do... And again, if that's exactly what Justin Field is looking for, he might get picked just to be used as leverage for, you know, for some team over there to get some more pick. But then I'm asking them, where's one team? Who else wants somebody like Justin Field right now? Because... people, I'm looking at a scouting report there. I don't know what type of quarterback Justin Field is right now. I mean, he's making mistake after mistake. I'm not sure. He can't pass the ball. He's not accurate. He can't read. He can't read all those coverage. He just can't read them. And some of the mistakes, and I'm talking about a run, especially against the Clemson guy. Forget, okay, I understand that, you know, yesterday he was not fully healthy. I understand that completely. He was not 100%. I understand that. I give you that. But at the same time, let's go back to see that run before that hit against Clemson guy. You have to avoid that. You have to see that coming. You have to. As a quarterback, if you want to be a running quarterback like Lamar Jackson, you need to avoid those hits very quickly. Or use your arm to make those throw. But right now, I'm confused. Honestly, I'm confused. And I love the guy. I think the guy is a great player. But right now, people, let's be honest, he's not ready for NFL. I mean, NFL? And again, it's funny because I'm listening to media. I'm listening to ESPN, the Fox guy, all those guys talking. But nobody's mentioning the fact that the transfer people from Georgia to Ohio State, that's big. That's big. I understand that this was successful. You know, the fact that he was... you know, the main, you know, starter quarterback, you know, at Ohio State. I understand that was good. But at the same time, he transferred. The reason why he transferred is because of the competition. He lost the competition at Georgia. And nobody talking about that too much. But let me tell you something. The NFL guy, they're looking his CV and asking why he couldn't stay over there and compete against Jack Fromm. Why? That's key right there. I understand. Again, I understand that he went all the way to the national championship. He lost against Alabama. But at the same time, people, and I get that he had that massive hit against the Clemson guy. But at the same time, people, you can lose. It's okay to lose. We know. I'm not saying it's because he lost the game. That's not what I'm saying. But all I'm saying is you have to give yourself 110%. You have 32 NFL teams. I'm talking about scout team, scout guy from those 32 teams watching the game just to see exactly what you can do. They saw what you did against Clemson. They saw that. But they had to see a little bit more. And yesterday, boy, that was so bad. That was too bad. I mean, come on. I mean, he, can't read. He can't process. I mean, and he hold the ball too long. At the NFL level, boy, pre-snap, post-snap, you have to release. And you know, people always talk, especially, I'm looking at all those receivers at the college level, they're wide open. And I know the talk today, obviously, you know, congratulations to Alabama with Devontae Smith, you know what I mean? That wide receiver was unbelievable. He was unbelievable. But all I'm saying is, people, at the NFL level, you do not get wide open like that. That does not happen. And now, coming back to Justin Field, you know, what I noticed about him, he want to see a wide open guy before making his throw. At the NFL level, it doesn't happen like that. It just doesn't happen like that. And let's be honest, people, at college level, they have so many design play. And sometimes they have those coaches telling them where to throw the ball. So, sometimes the question I need to ask right now, you know, is he him playing or is his coach playing? Because I guess sometimes when the coach is trying to let him play, there's too many interceptions. I mean, this season alone, he's making too many interceptions. Talking about 6 or 7 for the last 7 games. This is not good enough. This is just not good enough. You have to sense the pressure. You have to sense, you know, when those rushers coming through. You have to sense that and make quick decision. I'm just not sure that he can process the information that the NFL has, people. You know, they've got, and we all know, you know those playbook, especially from the offense side of the ball, is massive. You have to make those decisions. Sometimes you basically there on your own and you have to make those plays. Sometimes, yeah, you have to extend the play, but sometimes you have to make those quick play. And I'm talking about sometimes you've got 2 or 5, you know, just a couple, you know, the receiver at the NFL level, they cannot be wide open. Just a small gap should be enough for you to make those throws. I haven't seen those throws from Justin Field at the college level. I just didn't see that. All I'm saying, people, I think the boy needs to stay at college for one more year. I can't see. I mean, I'm looking at some of the top prospects right now from high school. I can't see anybody who's going to be top next season. I think he should stay for one more season. I bet you, you know, one NFL team will come back strongly as a first round pick, you know, to take him first. You know what I mean? Because right now, he's gonna fall all the way down to probably the third round. I don't know. He's not Russell Wilson. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not any of those running quarterbacks. Now, let's look at his passing. He's passed the ball, but let's be honest, people, this is the college level over there. They're always wide open. He doesn't make those, I don't know. It just doesn't make the throw. I mean, the throw, NFL throw, I haven't seen anything like that at all. I haven't seen anything like that. I need to see a little bit more. I mean, and also his clock management. I don't think he understand how to manage the clock. I think that's one of the issues that, you know, some of those NFL scouts have against him right now. Because, let's be honest, people, he beat Trevor Lawrence, right? But then still, people do not rate him. People say it's Trevor Lawrence and everybody else. That's exactly what people are talking about. When we talk about NFL draft right now, that's exactly. People, they do not rate him like, they don't say, oh, you've got Trevor as one, and then you've got Justin Field as number two. Nobody's talking like that no more. Now, people are still saying, this Trevor Lawrence, and then everybody else. He's basically on the basket, just like everybody else. Whoever want to pick that, pick that. Basically, people, is like going to the supermarket, and you know when you go to the supermarket, and they put some of those fruits, or some of those items, with the discount, you know, discount paper there, yellow paper just to say it's been reduced. You know, it was £2, now it's £1.50. This is how Justin Field look like right now. He's basically on that basket. Like, okay, we want to get that. With a receiver, with linebacker, with offensive line guys, all of them, he's basically on that basket. And people, you do not want to be a quarterback and be inside there. That does not look good. That does not look good. He went from 1 and 2 to nobody in the space of a few weeks. No, this is not good. And I like the guy. I like the guy. And again, people, we all know exactly what you need, you know, when you want to be an NFL quarterback. And, not just NFL, as a quarterback, you need to bring more. You need to have that arm strength. You know, you need to, if you're running quarterback, you need to be able to run. You need to be accurate. Your decision-making process need to be spot on, man. You know, and also, Raj, you need to be a leader. Leader of men. And you have to enjoy the competition. You have to enjoy the competition. I mean, for him to leave Georgia and transfer to Ohio State because he lost the job, that's not good luck. I don't care what people are saying. I understand that he did well right now at Ohio State. But now I'm looking at the CV. You want to go to the next level, they're looking everything. You know, when he's going to go to one of those walkouts with those teams, they will ask him, why you decided to leave Georgia? Why? Why you didn't enjoy? Why didn't enjoy that competition? Why didn't win the job? And they're going to call those coach to ask him a little bit, ask them a little bit more about him. I mean, yesterday he had to give 110%. I don't think he did. And I get that, people. I get, you know, I understand that, you know, that hit was massive. Everybody talk about that hit. And I don't like that because that's, if definitely that impacted, yeah, basically if that was an impact on his body, he should have sat down. That's what I'm saying. Because you don't want to put the tape like that. If I know I'm 100%, as a quarterback, I'm going to go and play 100%. I mean, you got to go and play and give yourself. Because that's your last game. That's your last game. And you've got 32 scouts from NFL team watching you live. Pretty much. So you got to give 110%. Doesn't care. Or do not play. Leave them the last tape against Clemson. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Now you're giving them this tape against Alabama. Now you're back to square one again. Now we don't even know what type of quarterback you are. Nobody's talking about him like that. Trevor Lawrence right now is locked as a number one pick for the NFL draft. That's crazy. I think for me, and again, I say that again, I don't care what people say, I think Justin Fields should stay at Ohio State at least for one more season and come back next season and declare for the draft, for the NFL draft next season. Okay, people, that's what I have for you today. Stay tuned on Sleep Talk Show, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow night.